So I've called this recording Meditation for the Rest of Us because it has a few different ways to approach meditation, all included, so you can follow the flow from one to the next. For someone like me, who after many years and from the very beginning has had some difficulties with concentration for a variety of reasons, I like the variety. It works well for me. That's also my preferred way of practicing yoga and even other practices like Tai Chi, which is always the same form over and over. I like to mix it with Qigong, which has a lot of things that you can do in different order. So if you like that kind of thing as well, maybe you will like this meditation. I'm not going to assume that you're necessarily seated at home. You could be standing on a subway or seated on a subway. So I'll try to have the recording reflect that as best I can. So wherever you are, see if you can have a sense of gratitude for practicing meditation today. And use that gratitude for your effort, even if you're going to do this for 1 minute and turn the recording off. And just see if you can sense that. Maybe even feel something at the heart center, some kind of sensation, or maybe a Mona Lisa smile. And if you feel like you do have some sensation, just see if you can feel like you can allow it to flow wherever it may need to. And if your gratitude brings about that Mona Lisa smile, little itty-bitty smile or even a big smile, see if you can send that healing energy from the smile from head to toe, and just working with the healing power of that visualization and brightening the mind, as it can be called, with these thoughts of gratitude for practice. And any other thoughts of gratitude are welcome. Focusing on that is a skillful thought that the Buddhists call it. Using thought skillfully instead of the mind, you know, running amok. Notice if there's a frowning face, tight shoulders, any areas of tension or tightness in the body. And without getting caught in the story, bring your attention there and see if you can have an intention for it to ease, but with that lightness of mind, not punishing. I must change this, but perhaps it will change. As we learn with these practices, nothing is permanent. So it will at some point, maybe not in the way we want, in the time we want, but it will. Feel your grounding, feel your touch points against the floor, wherever, if you're sitting with your feet against the floor in a chair, feet touching the floor, sits bones touching the chair. If you're standing, feel the skeleton supporting you against gravity. We'll work a moment with full deep breathing. We're not going to continue to manipulate the breath throughout the meditation, but just to bring in a little bit of a relaxation response versus a stress response. Full deep belly breath, inhaling, pushing the belly out, expand like a balloon. Simply letting go of the effort on the exhalation, go in your own time. Full deep belly breath. Maybe even a breath so full and deep that the mid ribs expand out to the side. Muscles between the ribs. Stretching. The chest bone, sternum area, collarbone area gently lifts. Maybe the breath is that expansive. Just giving ourselves this opportunity to feel the breath like a wave in and out, concentrating that effort and letting this be a concentration practice upon that inhalation. Breathing in, breathing out. letting the breath in and of itself become a meditation object. No right, no wrong. Keeping the jaw soft, forehead soft, shoulders relaxed. Good. If you want to keep going with the breath in that manner, please do so. If you want a deeper anchor for concentration or just a little change, you can engage Ujjayi breath. If you know the Ujjayi breath, there's no reason you necessarily should, please do so. It is sometimes taught in yoga classes. If you don't, you can perhaps practice it now. And if you're home alone and you have some privacy, you may want to do this step where you pretend to fog a mirror. You can place your hand in front of your mouth on the exhalation. Close your mouth and continue to fog the mirror with that slight constriction of the glottis. That's the Ujjayi anchor, that texture, deepening the texture of the breath. It can be sometimes more difficult to engage that constriction on both the in and the out, so just play with that. Let go at any time. So going in your own time, either continuing with full deep three-part breath or adding the Ujjayi element to that breath. No right, no wrong. Notice the mind wanders. That's totally normal. Just the electricity of the brain, it fires neurons, thoughts happen. See if you can disengage and watch them like clouds in the sky. Good. And once again, just tuning in for a moment. Just give yourself a little opportunity to see if you feel any different having done that breathwork practice. Moving on, we'll work with mantra meditation first. And you can make this any mantra you want. A mantra is basically a meaningful word or phrase. And basically, it's meant to connect us to the universe, that universal power, higher power. I've also read in more Western texts, you could say the word one, 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 just because it's very simple. And maybe that would work for you if you want something that engages faith or just wonder and is desirable and feels good to do. You could pick something else. I will give the example of Sat Nam. It means I am that, I am truth. There are a few different ways you can say what it means, but basically connection of the self to the higher existence in the universe. And if that's way too overwhelming and weird, but you just like the sound of it, you don't really need to know or care what it means. So, Sat Nam, feel free to replace it with anything, but I will guide with Sat Nam. So obviously, if you're out in public, you can just think the mantra, Sat Nam. If you're home, you can repeat it out loud in these first few rounds. So I will guide to repeat, of course, adapt to your surroundings. Inhale, Sat. Exhale, Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Moving into a whisper, if you are doing this audibly, out loud. You can also think in a whisper, of course. Sat, nam, sat, nam, sat, nam, sat, nam, sat, nam. Let I am truth, I am that, flow through you. And then continuing with the thinking, the sound, the mantra, and not saying aloud if you were doing so. Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam. Moving back into a whisper. Deepening the audible mantra back to aloud, if you choose to say it aloud. Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam. I am truth is my anchor. Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam. Allow the mantra to continue to reverberate within you as we release speaking the sound, or maybe even imagining or envisioning the sound in our minds, releasing the words, just coming to the sense of that truth within the breath that breathes all of us. The life force that flows within us. Pause for a moment, see how you feel after that practice. Just like the postures, after we do a posture, we tune in. And then moving to third eye meditation. This is where we engage what's thought to be the pineal gland as well as the chakra center between the eyebrows. So you can think of it in both ways or either way. Very good for the endocrine system and allows us to get in touch with intuition. Some people are very active at the center. It's thought to be a purple color, but you may not see purple. I will guide you to be open to any images, and maybe there will be no images. It's all fine. Just bring your awareness wherever you are. If you can close your eyes, it is ideal. You can also bring your gaze, if it is comfortable on your eyes, up to between the brows, kind of looking up there. So closing the eyes, having a sense of the space between the brows. Almost as if you could bring the breath right up to a couple inches behind the brow, inside the very brain in and of itself. And rest your awareness there. Our image is unfolding. Perhaps ideas about sounds may not be images. Without getting caught in the story, can you have a sense of what the images are? And if it's really important, you don't have to fight to remember it. It will come to you later. Your inner wisdom will bring it back. Have faith in that if you can. So just as we watch our thoughts go by like clouds, watch our thoughts focused at this intuition center, the pineal gland, float by like clouds. Just be the witness self to what unfolds. If fears around the meditation, oh, am I practicing right? Am I doing this right? Maybe if I do this right, everything about me I want to change will change. See if you can let that go. I can tell you from personal experience that is, I'm going to call it normal, because I think it is. It's just human nature to want things to be right and in order, so the mind may have particular aspirations with these practices. Or think we should have them, right? So just observing with some detachment and not doing it perfectly. That's why it's called a practice. Are there colors? Are there memories? Is it mostly just planning or anticipation? All of it's okay. Is it something surreal? Are you frightened? Just breathe. This deep spiritual work can get to places that feel a little like the forbidden zone. Like, what is this? And that's okay. That's growth. And growing pains, even a little uncomfortable feelings can come up. It's okay. If I've made it this far, you will too. You will persist, I promise. You can do it. I believe in you. Good. I'm just spending a few more moments working with the third eye meditation. And easing back to a sense of that space between the brows. We'll take a moment to sense the breath, coming back, returning a bit. And check in with your posture. Make sure shoulders are back and down, spine is long, jaw soft, eyes soft. With all this, if you can keep the eyes closed, that's great, but you don't have to. And in fact, the next practice is going to be gazing meditation. So if you're home and you want to pause this and go find something to place in front of you for Tratak, gazing, please do so. If you are in a public transportation situation, which is obviously the only proper situation to be meditating in, unless you are a passenger in a car. See if there's something that catches your eye. You know, you don't want to be staring at somebody and freaking them out and generating weird karma and energy, but just give yourself that moment. Or even have your eyes closed and just work with the breath here if it's just not ideal conditions for the Tratak gazing. To find your gaze point. You don't have to stare, but use it as your anchor. Notice the eyes, just like the brain, the drunk monkey brain that bounces around, they might really not stay there, and that's fine. Just as we keep coming back to the breath, so often in meditation, we come back to our anchor, the gaze point. Keep coming back. See if you do feel that sense of oneness, samadhi, oneness with your object of attention. It's what the spiritual work is said to be about oftentimes, becoming one with the object of attention. No separation. And we're meant to really extrapolate that to all beings and everything in the universe. All manifestations of higher, pure light, pure God, pure beauty. Which may be a little, woo, step off, I can't hear that right now. And that's fine. Just come back to your gaze point. These are all healthy, stress-reducing practices in Western terms. They have benefits at many levels. See your gaze point. No need to force feeling one with the gaze point. Just bring your gaze back over and over if you need to. If you have a steady gaze and you have tears, perhaps, that can happen with the gazing. We're blinking still. I don't mean that. But there can be a steadiness to it where tears unfold. And so much of our practice is release of tears, perhaps through crying. Think of this as cleansing. And maybe the grief isn't coming out to access the open heart, but this is still a cleansing. Very beneficial. If it does not feel safe or right, just, you know, blink your eyes a few times and make it so that the tears are not really going to flow. You can close your eyes, whatever you need to do. But if it feels fine, you can allow that to continue to unfold. Good. And continuing to gaze for a few more moments. Good. Moving on to a Taoist inspired. I'm not going to even pretend to act like I know a lot about Taoist meditation, but from some Tai Chi work, Qigong work, Taoist inspired meditation. So feeling the tongue at the roof of the mouth, let it touch there and be a point of grounding. Feel the breath full and deep at the belly, what they call the Dantian. It's also called the Hara and corresponds with the first three chakras that ground us and center us, they say. Feel that breath full and deep. Noticing any tensions in the body. And then we will envision a white light washing over us, starting at the crown, easing down the head. Let that white light, you can think of it as an energy, as a healing. Let that wash down the shoulders. As it moves through, taking away any toxins, stresses, pains, emotional blockages, leaving behind health, well-being, relaxation. The healing light washes through every cell of the body, through the torso, through the ribs, through the spine, upper arms, down to the elbows, continuing through the belly, lower arms, all those internal organs, cleansing energetically, cell to cell, molecule to molecule, down through the hips. The buttocks muscles, our personal area, which can hold a lot of tension, physical and emotional. Large muscles and bones of the thigh, through the knee, white light cleansing. And if you don't have exact visions of the organs, the muscles, the cells, that's okay. The energy will work. Knees, white light continues to pour down through the calves, down through the feet, toes, letting it continue to float through the body, healing wherever it may need to heal after it's moved through the body. And that it's pushing through, washing away what no longer serves you, mind, body, and spirit. Whatever of mind, body, and spirit you no longer need. And you don't have to overthink it. Let the inner wisdom take it away. Good. Sense your body, whether you're sitting or standing. And we'll move to breath awareness. So, you can pick a point to anchor your breath. It can be at the nostrils, it could be at the chest, it could be at the belly. So you can sense the movement there of breathing. If you want to work with a more subtle point, you can have a sense of feeling the breath anywhere. It just may be harder to feel the movement. Some people are sensitive to energy, might feel that Tai Chi or in yoga prana feeling of tingly energy. That's considered the same thing in those practices, so you can work with that too. And I will guide this to see if it cultivates that sense of flow throughout the body, not just muscular movement of the breath, but energetic. And if you don't feel that, that can take some time, or just it unfolds when it unfolds. That's fine. So find your point for attention. Notice the breath there. Keep coming back as the mind wanders. And just have an intention of keep coming back. Goalless intention. Not trying to create that result, but creating conditions that may allow for a result, as we have done with this practice so far. Working as best we can with concentration. Sensing the breath. Noticing if there's an urge to change the breath at this point. If you're feeling very tense, that could be skillful to do. But otherwise, trying not to chase things to fix, as the mind may be prone to doing. And it will pick anything, so why not the breath, you know? And if you have extremely high level of concentration and you don't need that kind of reminder, just notice the aversion to my words and come back to your breathing. Notice that desire and aversion may be strongly coming up. Those are called hindrances. That's normal. We can generate insight by seeing the sheer kind of hurricane of them, tsunami of them. I want the easy breath. Ooh, I don't like this chair. Ooh, you know, I wish I felt more. It's so, so prone to happen. So that's fine. Come back to sensing your breath. If you would like to, you can, with some detachment as an observer, notice the quality of the breathing or the breath energy if you're feeling it as a texture in other places in the body, that chi feeling. And let it be a meditation object to follow, just like we did with the gazing, kept coming back. Try to pick one spot, nose, chest, belly, rather than rotating them. But because this is meant to deepen the energetic experience and the fullness of the breath at a physical and energetic level, if you start to feel that flow, be mindful of it. But bouncing around between the focus points can be a little too much distraction. Ping pong. Or pinball, right? So you've got your meditation point, whatever it may be. And if it is not working well, you just switch it. But seeing if that happens, and from there, from noticing what the breath is like, you can play with allowing it to be more easeful. Perhaps like what we did earlier with the full deep breathing, but whatever you need to do, maybe it's simply not holding it. Like, oh, my belly's tight. I'll let that go a little without even fully engaging the breath. Notice if you feel breath beyond that singular point we were working with, experimenting with. Mind that wanders keeps coming back. Honor your persistence. Honor your persistence in this very practice today that you've been doing. See if you feel the smile, the heart warming. Maybe the heart is a little bit breaking. Sometimes that realization that we can and will take care of ourselves can have that effect. And deepening that sense of the breath, perhaps beyond that focus point, seeing if you can let the ease move through the body in and of itself, breathing at the chakras, feeling belly, breathing in, breathing out, tensions melting away. You may also feel breath in and out around the tailbone region. Breathing up through to the solar plexus, kind of center of the torso, lower rib cage area, tensions washing away. If there's tightness, let it be. Allowing the body to come into balance or equanimity. And feeling the heart center, chest bone, bone of life, the sternum. Noticing sometimes the sensations here can be less than comfortable. So notice if there's aversion, perhaps there's desire, very open-hearted feeling, just wanting to beam that out to the universe and do so. Flowing into metta, loving kindness. May I be happy. You don't have to say this out loud, you can think it. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. Not so much affirmations as putting out into the universe, sending that heart energy, this called field of metta, out into the universe to others who need healing, who need unattached love from that higher plane, and just envision that energy going out to them, to all beings, to difficult beings, to beings little and small, the animals, the microbes. We're working at a cellular level, so why not? And of course, continuing the field of metta as something that heals you. May I be happy. Having a sense of gratitude that by doing this practice you can access contentment and happiness. We'll continue chakra breathing meditation up through to the throat center. Cleansing, healing, releasing tensions. Feel the energy there. Keep the jaw soft, neck soft, shoulder soft. They're all in the vicinity. And breathing up to that third eye once again, area between the brows. Breathing, sensing breath there. It's further away from the actual points that you might have been using, unless the nose, you might feel some connection with that. You just feel like breath is there regardless, in and out, letting ease unfold, dis-ease fall away. And finally up to the crown, just as if you could breathe pure energy out into the universe. Once again, ease unfolds, dis-ease falls away, both are ever-changing, and perhaps there is some more equanimity after doing some of this practice. Not getting caught in the story, but just some mindful awareness of that. And right now, feel the body, feel the heart center. Where is the mind? Bring it back with compassion and maybe just a bit of detachment, being the witness self. We can process a lot through meditation, so just being kind to yourself, however you feel, at all levels. The judging mind may be right back at it. We're not even done yet, so to be expected. And if you cultivated deep concentration and the mind was pure focus, I am very proud of you. I'm proud of you if you didn't do that, because that's why it's called a practice. That's why I did the podcast, right? So have a sense of coming back to perhaps a more wakeful state in your room or wherever you are. And if you are about to go somewhere, see if you can have a sense of maybe walking meditation, moving at a sane pace, feeling the feet connected, feeling the breath, maybe using some level of a gaze point that's in front of you, obviously shifting it as you move through space so you can continue this. You can move on to rest, where we let go of some level of concentration so there can be full release and surrender. Whatever you do next, just keep coming back to whatever you need to come back to. Focus, ease, do what works for you. And have a wonderful rest of your day or evening.